Ruta Bay, tens of thousands of Alexei Navalny supporters marched through the streets of several Russian cities today. Along the way, they were met by police who at times were seen on video being forceful with protesters. This is what it looked like today in Moscow. As thousands of people filled the streets, you can see officers with arms linked as they formed a barrier against these protesters. Police also shut down subway stations near the Kremlin and ordered restaurants and stores to shut down. Meanwhile, arrests continued throughout the day. Officers were reportedly randomly picking people and also rounding them up in police buses. While these protests were mainly about Alexei Navalny, some say they are also frustrated with the corruption during Russian President Vladimir Putin's time in office and the poverty rates in the country.
We can't live like this. It's impossible to live like this. There is no money in the country. Old age pension is 9,000 rubles. And Putin, our authorities really think that with all this devastation, they can spend millions of our taxes to build a mud storage and an aqua discotheque? Sorry, but Rotenberg doesn't own this palace.
Navalny was arrested after returning to Russia earlier this month on allegations he violated probation for a suspended sentence. He may find out on Tuesday if he will have to serve 3.5 years in prison. All of this comes just a few months after Navalny was poisoned by a nerve agent that he says President Putin ordered. The Kremlin says it found no evidence of that. And just east of Moscow, thousands of protesters gathered in the street of Yekaterinburg. They marched through the city and then onto an ice-covered pond. A local politician says police were rushing people towards the area and putting them in danger.
I am outraged that people were simply pushed out onto the pond. And I ask myself and ask everyone, did they have any information about the state of the ice? The weather is warm. I don't know where the springs are. What if it melted somewhere? Thousands of people came here. Why are they doing that? Why do they put people in danger? What if they fall through the ice? When I walked along the shore with everyone, it was clearly visible that when you step on the ice, water appears.
Police arrested more than 1,000 people at this location. Some officers were seen beating protesters with batons, and despite the threat of physical harm by police, one protester says they are not afraid.
I'm not afraid, because we are the majority, and they're the minority. It's not rational when the majority is afraid of a small group of people. Billy clubs shouldn't scare us, because the truth is on our side, as Alexei says. And that's right. We shouldn't be afraid.
Russia's interior minister is warning people that protesters could be charged with taking part in mass riots. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken condemned the crackdown on protests and urged Russia to release Navalny. Aaron?